Hello and welcome to today's episode of So What's Up. Today we are joined by one of our clients and we're going to go behind the scenes with Dalton's Dairy. So today I'm joined by Rosie Dalton. Welcome, Rosie.
Hello, thank you for asking me in.
That's all right. So Rosie, you've been a client of ours since when?
So just had a think about it. It's actually crazy. So it's 2016, which is when our business sort of all the ideas started getting put together. And then we really kicked off in 2017. But one of our first jobs was the website. So yeah, 2016.
So tell me a bit about your business. So you run Dalton's Dairy. Yeah. What was it that you guys do?
So we are a family business. I'm one of five of the family. My parents have had a dairy farm since 1996. And then there's myself, my sister-in-law, Rosa, and my brother, Henry. So the dairy farm had been running for, 2016, so like 30 years. Oh God, that's terrible maths, isn't it? And then I went to university, did business studies at Nottingham Trent. And we basically all had the idea of starting a business somehow. We just didn't know what or where or sort of what it was going to be. So yeah, went to university, did business studies, graduated, so did my sister-in-law. And then we all came back and we were sort of like, right, if not now, when? So no time like the present. We started diversifying the farm into dairy products and selling them ourselves. So I don't know whether many people listening will know, but for farmers, it's quite a hard cutthroat industry in terms of selling to the supermarkets is a really tough gig in terms of price. And a lot of farms now, what they're doing is diversifying and selling straight to the public themselves or just, you know, making a brand. So you
had the idea of setting up a family business with the brand, let's say, and sort of taking the product you were making already and adding value to that.
Yeah.
And then obviously the first stage of that process is sort of creating your brand. So I remember the first day you guys walked into here with your, I think it was like a big board and you'd sort of stuck to it.
Yeah.
Lots of random yogurt pots and labels from Waitrose and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember Waitrose. And I remember, So we actually, myself and my sister-in-law, went and stood outside of Waitrose and did some like market research. And we got moved on because it was illegal for us to be there. So in the early days, it was a lot of like sort of market research. I know yourselves gave us a brief to do, which was really helpful in terms of, you said, go out there and look what brands you want to be like. And we came back with Waitrose.
Everyone always comes back with a brand that everyone knows. One of our most common things with websites is, which website do you like? Oh, I love the Apple website.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because that's going to be right in the budget of what you get as one to spend, isn't it?
No, I can't remember who else we said, can you?
No, I can't actually. But you came up with a number of different products that you were trying to look at. I think for you were particularly looking at packaging, weren't you, as well as just a brand?
Yeah.
So obviously we were talking particularly around sort of logo and brand mark, but you were obviously thinking, how are you going to package these products and what would that look like when people are picking it up off the shelves?
Yeah. So I do remember one of our like specific points to yourselves was we did not want a cartoon cow because so many farms had done that, like that's how their brand had gone. So we specifically said no cartoon cows, even though people love it, it's not the product we were going for. We wanted like sophisticated, we were trying to go high-end quality, you know, quality of the brand to reflect the products. And honestly, I will say the logo is one of the best points of our business.
Yeah, I mean, we see you everywhere now. So, you know, it's been a number of years since that was created. I think that logo has definitely stood the test of time over
eight years,
something like that. And I think it went through a few iterations to start with. I can't actually remember what they are now. It's been quite a while.
Yeah,
ago.
I think we were quite picky.
No.
And we kept coming back to you, but picky's good because it is honestly the things you can do with the logo. I know this sounds like silly saying out loud, but basically it's in a circle, so that's great for fitting into like all the social medias. Can fit it into a circle or a square, so it's symmetrical. The font on it, so the font used for the word Daltons, is unique. You created that yourselves, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So obviously nobody can, obviously copyright. And then what we've done recently, so we've got a silhouette of a little cow on there, which is, we can use that for other little things, at the bottom of letters or on the website. And then the D out of the Daltons, we've taken that out and put it on lots of merchandise, so flasks, bags. I've just had some bucket hats made for festivals because we're doing festivals this summer. So hats, and they've all got sort of, you can split the logo up to suit, if you get me.
Yeah, I think, you know, for anyone that hasn't seen the logo, it's the word Daltons in sort of like a roundel shape with sort of established 1996 at the top of it, and happy cows, luxury taste at the bluff, sort of coming around the circle at the bottom. But like you say, there's bits of that logo that you can pull out. You know, the D sits on its own nicely, and the cow sits on its own nicely, but also the whole thing works as a single piece.
Yeah, and I do think one thing which you guys came up with, which we love, is the established 1996. So that was when my parents started the dairy farm.
Yeah. And I think that's important because the market you were going after was that sort of higher end, sort of Waitrose product look. And I think that definitely fit well into doing that with you.
The established and like the family business, they link well together, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, you know, you know, your business has grown massively since you since you came in with your Blue Peter style board. But yeah, you sell now to lots of different independent shops that stock your product.
Yep. So, got lots of sectors of the business, but one is wholesaling to farm shops, restaurants, pubs. We've got the small little theatre pots, so to speak, and they sell in a lot of shops. The ice cream is obviously quite seasonal, so summer's obviously a really busy time for us, but we do tick over in the winter with all the pubs and restaurants. Christmas, really busy time. We've just had our best December yet.
And you still sell, and you've obviously, yeah, from the dairy farm, you've also got an honesty shop, haven't you, where you sell product directly there?
Yeah, so we've got a shop which has, it actually took off over COVID. Before COVID, it wasn't doing very well. You know, it was really hard to, like, put where we were on the map because we're out in the sticks a bit. Well, you live in the sticks, you know what it's like. But I think COVID happened and we didn't have to close the shop because it's got no staff. The shop hasn't. So it stayed open 365 days a year. People came to meet people. It's all outdoor seating, so you could come and sit down. And then after COVID, so 2021, we opened the outdoor coffee hatch. So it's all outdoors. You can come and get a coffee, and we call them the spinner ice creams, which are like posh Mr. Whippies. So that's in the summer months as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember during COVID, yours is like one of the few places you could actually get out and go to for that reason. And yeah, I remember we used to go out there quite regularly, and you're near a lot of walking spots, which helps for that as well for you. But I think, yeah, over the last few years, I think you've definitely become a especially local to where we all are, a brand that everyone knows and sees, because you have A-boards on the side of roads, outside of pubs, so they go, they're stocking your product. And I think, yeah, I would be hard-pressed to find another small brand like yours anyone recognizes the name of around here now. But that's just, you've done a great job of getting into places, haven't you?
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
that's good. And so going forwards, what are your ambitions for the business, in terms of where you're going to take it next?
So interesting question. We've had our like budget meetings in January, and I will mention as well, actually, we did the logo. Our initial product was ice cream, but we did the logo so we could take it off and put it on any product. So we didn't include the word ice cream. And actually, one thing we want to push in the future is our butter.
Okay.
It's quite a niche product, and there's not many small artisan butter producers in the UK, actually, that people recognise. It's a tough gig, butter is, and it's very labour intensive, so we pat each individual block of butter by hand. And we've just, well, not recently, we're working with Michelin chefs now with it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I remember we, a number of years ago, when we were integrating e-commerce facilities into your website, we were having conversations about things like how do you package and ship some of the things that you sell, isn't it? It is complicated. You know, you're selling chilled product. And
so obviously we can't post ice cream. we've looked into it. You can, and there are ways to do it, but it just wouldn't be cost effective.
And would you rely on the courier not to abandon it somewhere in a warehouse for a few days?
Yeah. So, but actually, the great thing about butter is we can ship it. So currently, we're on our online shop, Designed by Sew Marketing. we are shipping it all over the UK. We're working with a really good courier at the minute, APC. Mm-hmm. So it's next day delivery. That product, I think, doesn't have to stay local. It could go national, maybe even global.
Oh, amazing. So going back to sort of where you started from, what... Obviously, a lot of small businesses start off by doing a lot of things themselves. So they might try and knot together their logo on Word or, and you being from a sort of business marketing education background, probably you're quite capable to do quite a lot of things yourself, really.
Yeah.
What made you approach an agency rather than try and do these things yourself?
So that's a good question, because I obviously went to university with a lot of people who had like contacts and a lot of people that did this kind of thing. We all decided as a family that the website was something we were not going to cut corners on, purely because that is like the face of our brand and the logo. We looked at some agencies in London, and I think in the end, we were really lucky to find yourselves here in Leek down the road, because we could come in, sit at a table, have a coffee, talk to you. And we'd go away from here feeling really inspired, rather than like a Zoom call. And it's a really nice office. It's a really cool office, actually. So, so having you down the road was really beneficial.
Amazing. I mean, and obviously, we like local clients to come in as well. And you know that you guys are always welcome to come in and bounce ideas off us. And I think that for us, that's the dynamic with a client that's always a good experience for both parties, actually. I think we really obviously appreciate your business over the years, and it's great to see someone that we've sort of worked with from that very first stage grow to how you are now. So if someone's listening to this podcast who's thinking of starting a business and thinking of working with partners to help them with some of the marketing tasks, what's the one thing that you would say that they should think about doing not themselves? One thing that they say, like, if they were thinking of, oh, I can do all this myself, why would I need somebody? What would you say don't do yourself?
What, in terms of the whole business?
Yep.
Yeah, the packaging.
Okay. Too difficult
branding
to do.
Packaging.
Yeah.
So when we put in our order of first ice cream pots, the minimum order is 25,000 units. Mm-hmm. If we're getting something wrong on the design side for that, that is not like, you can't just, you know, think, oh, it's only 25,000.
And it's specialist stuff, isn't it? You know, like you know yourself from sort of meddling with that sort of artwork for things.
Yeah.
It's actually quite hard to get right, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. And I will say as well, we find it a nice security that Sew Marketing offer the website. I can't think of the name.
Support package,
yes. Which also means we don't get like scammers and scammed on the website, because we've got a payment system through there. I think that's really just a nice peace of mind for us.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, thanks for coming in, Rosie. Honestly, we really appreciate your business. Hopefully we'll be with you on the next stages of your journey as well. And obviously working with you for years to come. If anybody else is looking at starting a business, wants to find out about how we as an agency can help, please drop us an email at hello@sewmarketing.com.